Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
This morning when we were kicking around ideas for the show, I said I'd really like to talk with Representative Paul Ray, not only about the issue of having firing squad as an option for a Utah execution, but there are other issues that Paul has been working on, keeping an eye on, that have to do with e-cigarettes, things of that nature. So we have Representative Ray joining us right now. Paul, welcome. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Doug. Happy to be on your show with you.
Let's talk first of all, and you know, I knew as soon as anybody mentioned changing the or including additional options when it comes to execution, that it certainly would raise eyebrows and make national news, which it has. The putting the option of the firing squad back on the docket, you and I have talked about this before with apparently people not willing to sell us the drugs necessary for the lethal injection. Is that the idea here, to have this back on the table for Utah?
You know, it is, Doug, and quite honestly, it never came off the table because we still have the firing squad as the backup if the lethal injection was ever found to be unconstitutional. So that's already here. It was left in the law in 2004. So we're just adding that extra caveat of or if the drugs are not available.
So as far as the drugs available, this, and maybe you've done the research into this, a veterinarian just texted in a few moments ago because I've always mused, good grief, and sadly our family has had this experience where we take a beloved pet, not just a tiny little animal, but a fairly good-sized mammal. We have taken a beloved pet down for a humane departure from this world, and it went absolutely smoothly. You know, there were tears. It you know, the veterinarian who administered it was very compassionate, and it worked. It worked. Why are we not getting this right with human beings, whether the Dutch will sell us drugs or not?
You know, Doug, that's a good question, because there are many drugs out there that would do the job, but for some reason, and I don't know if it's set up how the courts have it, we have to, you know, like you have Oklahoma who's trying to do a one-drug or a two-drug cocktail versus a three-drug cocktail, and I could think off the top of my head several drugs that would do the job in one shot and do it quickly, but for some reason that's not been allowed or available or hasn't been used. So, and what my hope is, Doug, is before we get to our next execution, we have this ironed out and we continue on with lethal injection. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. But the idea, first of all, a lot of people don't know that we have four people on Utah's death row right now who chose the option of firing squad while it was still one of the wide open options. At least that's my understanding. So we're going to have more firing squad executions eventually here in the state of Utah.
Exactly. They're not going away. And you have to think, if these individuals are choosing, don't you think part of the reason maybe it's a little bit quicker, a little bit more humane?
Yeah, I would think that there's a combination. I think sometimes there are those who choose it just because they know the brouhaha that it will cause. But I think you're right. Many of our listeners, as we have floated this idea today, said, boy, if I had my choice, I'd choose firing squad. What is the likelihood of this going all the way through the legislature and to the governor's signature, this change, minor change?
You know, we're halfway there, and I've just started working the Senate this morning. And I've got some positive results there, and I, you know, always hate to say it's going to or it's not going to, but I think the odds are a little better than 50-50 that we can get it to the governor's desk.